Choshev and Noshem Tzidkonias, we are right now in the 9 days, Parshas Devarim, which is called Shabbos Chazoin, because the Avtoira speaks about Chazoin Yeshayahu ben Amoitz. And Yeshayahu tells us, Yoda Shoy Koinehu, an axe knows who its boss is, V'chamoyer Eviz Balov, and even a donkey, who has even less understanding than a shoyer, but he knows who feeds him, Avis Ba'olov. But Yisrael lo yada, Klai Yisrael does not know, and Ami lo yizboinan. So the Alter von Avadik said, you know, Klai Yisrael fell down to a very, very low madrega. But the real taina is, Ami lo yizboinan. My nation, the people that are close to me, the people that know better, they didn't pay attention to think about what is going on. When you're learning, every drop of your Shemayim brings you closer to Hashem. Like we know the story with Rabbi Akiva and his wife Rachel, who told him that look at how the water penetrates the stone. Same thing also the Torah. Every drop of Torah in Yerushalayim penetrates the heart, and that's where Rabbi Akiva became the great Tana Rabbi Akiva, who whole Torah Shabbat Peh is accredited to him because he paid attention. We're supposed to pay attention to what is going on in the world and what we can do to improve ourselves, befrat in these 3 weeks, as the Baal Shem Tov said, that these are the 3 weeks are the shoyrish, the root for all the yomim toivim, and we can reach certain madregas now that you can't reach the entire year. And it once happened that somebody was cooking a pot. Now many people are cooking water in their pots, but it was one person that paid attention, and he saw how the steam was raising the cover of the pot. So he saw, wow, steam has such a power that it can even lift up the cover of its pot. So he applied pressure. And when the steam gathered, it lifted up with all the pressure. And then he realized that the steam has so much pressure that it can turn wheels, until from this came out the invention of the steam engine, which they used for ships. They used for trains, for everything. We all have in ourselves the same power that steam has. If you're mizboinen and you pay attention, then you could come to utilize the strengths that you have, and you can build bridges. You can raise the highest degree that we can just imagine. We know the Divrei Chaim, the Sanzer Rebbe, once came to a doctor, a famous doctor in Austria, and the doctor asked him, Rabbi, what do you do for a living? So he says, well, I build bridges. So you build bridges? He says, sure. He says, what's the longest bridge that you built? So he says, it's about 18 inches. He says, what are you talking about? He said, I'm not talking about physical bridges where wagons go over the river. I'm talking about a bridge. I'm trying to bridge my heart and brain, that there should be a connection between my heart and my brain. This way I know what I'm thinking, I do, and I bring into practice. We're supposed to be mizboinen and think, what are we in here right now? What can we do to improve our situation? The whole world is in turmoil. The whole world looks like a disaster case. But we are the children of Hashem, and the Rabbeinu Shalom never abandoned his love to Klal Yisrael. We're always Bona Matam L'Hashem L'Keichem, and we're supposed to realize that, and we're supposed to pay attention and to try to do whatever we can. The first bracha we make by Birchas HaShachar is Hanoisan LaSech VeYivino LaHavchin VeYoyim VeYin Loila. Well, one pshat is Sechvi means the heart. Another pshat is a Sechvi is a rooster. that the rooster has the understanding lahavchem beyoyim uvein loyla, to differentiate between darkness and light. Well, the question is obvious. Which animal doesn't know the difference between night and day? Many animals hunt at nighttime, so they know exactly when it's night and when it's day. So what's the difference, the rooster? Why do we make this bracha about the sechvi, the rooster? So the Mefarshim answer, the rooster is different than all the other animals. While all the animals, of course, they know, the lion, the bear, they all know the difference between night and day. But they can only see the difference when the sun starts shining. They know, okay, this is daytime. And when the sun sets and it's dark outside, they know it's nighttime. The rooster starts crowing before it's light outside, when it's still pitch dark, before Alois HaShachar. That's why it's called Alois HaShachar, because the sky is at its darkest moment before it starts turning light. Shachar comes to the word Shachar, black. The sky is at its darkest moment then, and the Tarnagoil, he starts crowing at that time. While it's still so dark, he sees the light is coming through. And that's what we're supposed to be doing. That in the darkness, we're in the Chashchus HaGolas, so many years, 2,000 years of Golas, but we know that the light is going to come. Yibokar Kashachar Erecha. It's going to become brilliant, that it's going to become light. And we're supposed to feel the light is about to come, even though we're still in the darkness. But we're supposed to pay attention, and we're supposed to see what are we doing and what can we do. Well, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz said, it says, as Pasuk says in the Navi, Berega kotan azavtich, I abandoned you for a short moment, and I'm going to gather you with great, great rachmonis. So he so eloquently says, take a look. The rega cotton that Hashem abandoned us is already 2,000 years. Chas v'shalom, he didn't abandon us. But it looks like the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is kel mistat there. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam is hiding. We have to look for him. We have to search for him. And if we search for him, then the Rabbeinu Shel Olam maintains his love to us. But he wants us to look for him. We have to go, even if we're far away. But if you take a train that's heading towards Baltimore, you can take a train heading towards Baltimore going south, or you can take a train heading towards going north, towards Canada. Well, even if you're far away, but if you're heading south, you're on a train that's heading south, you're heading in the right direction, even if you're still far away. The main idea is that we're supposed to focus and head in the right direction, to know we have to do what's right, and we have to go and focus what can we do. And one of the things that we know, that the Bayis Sheni was built on Leich Kenois HaYehudim. Esther Amalka told Mordechai, go ahead and gather the Yidden. Go ahead and bring them together. So that's why the Beis HaMikdash was built on Achdus. The second Beis HaMikdash was built because of the Achdus of Klal Yisrael. So once Klal Yisrael fell into the trap of Sinas Chinam, of course the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. The Bayis Rishon was built in the Schus of the Ovois, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So therefore, when Yidden were over on Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, and Shvichas Damim, that's why the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. But this Beis HaMikdash, we're supposed to try to rebuild. It's a marshal, the Kedushas Levi says, where a king bought his child, the princess, he bought for her a beautiful dress, but she went playing and she fell in the mud and she came back, and he says, okay, I'll buy you another one, but you have to watch this. Well, she went out again, and again she destroyed the beautiful, beautiful dress she got from her father, the king. So father said, okay, she's not ready to get such an expensive dress. I will get her another one. I'll have the seamstress sew one up, but I'm going to hang it in the closet for when she is ready and when she knows how to take care of herself, that she won't destroy it like she has done to the previous ones. So he says it's in the closet. When you are mature enough and you grow up and you will treat it with the proper respect, then I will give you this beautiful garment. You can see it. Same thing is Shabbos Chazon. Hashem says, I have the Beis HaMikdash waiting for you. You destroyed the first Beis HaMikdash because of your deeds, and you destroyed the cause of the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash. All you have to do is Chazon, look, I have a Beis HaMikdash waiting for you. The Nevuah, our Neshama feels, is a Beis HaMikdash coming imminently. We know that Mashiach is on his way so quickly right now. We see that the whole generation, everybody feels it, that the world can't continue as it is for much longer without a Gula Shleima. We have to go and have the proper Ahavas Achim, the proper Ahavas Reim. I just want to conclude the story with the Baba Rebbe. Today's is your site. The Baba Rebbe, Rav Shlomo Zecher Tzadik Mekadosh Avracha, he lived in the west side, Manhattan at first. Then he moved to Crown Heights, then he moved to Borough Park, and he built up such a chassidus. Well, the Baba Rebbe was walking down the street. He had a little shul, and he had some of his talmidim davening with him. He sees a person walking on Erev Shabbos without a yarmulke, without a hat. But he looked at the person, and he saw this person looks very, very Jewish. And the Baba Rebbe stops him in the street, and he says, "Fin vu kimtir? From where are you?" So the person says, "How do you know I'm Jewish? I am from Galicia." So he says, "You come from Galicia? That's exactly where Babov comes from. Why don't you come to our shul?" He says, "Well, I'm not religious." So he says, "I never asked you if you're religious or not, but why don't you come to shul? You come with us, you'll meet people that come from the same area where you are from, and this way you'll have some company, you'll be able to associate with people." He took the Baba Rebbe on, and he came without a yarmulke. The Baba Rebbe asked him, "Can I please be mechabed you to daven for the Amid?" He says, "What? You want me to daven?" He says, "Yeah, here's a talis. I'll give you a yarmulke and daven for Amid." The Baba Rebbe had no idea that this person was a chazan with a beautiful, beautiful voice in Galicia before the war. So after he davened, he asked the Baba Rebbe, "How did you know that I was a chazan?" He says, "I didn't know. I just suggested it. Now please come more often so you can have us all enjoy your beautiful, melodious davening. It's gorgeous." And he came 1 week and 2 weeks, and then 1 week he stopped coming. And the Baba Rebbe's son, Rabbi Naftali, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, he was walking through the park, Central Park in Manhattan, and he sees none other but this Jew sitting and smoking a cigarette on Shabbos. He just walked away. This man saw that the kid saw, and he ran to his father. He says, "Tati, I saw the Baal Tefillah. He was smoking on Shabbos." So the Baba Rebbe says, "It's not true, he was not smoking." He says, "But father, I saw." He says, "It's not true, he was not smoking." Well, the next week he didn't come to shul either, and this child, Baba Rebbe's son, went, and this time he saw the man. He says, "You're smoking a cigarette on Shabbos?" He says, "Yes. Did you tell your father?" He says, "I told my father last week." "And what did your father say?" He says, "My father said that you did not smoke. He doesn't want to believe me you're smoking." He says, "Well, did you tell him you saw me smoking?" He says, "I told him, and he refuses to accept that you're smoking." "Well, go tell him now again." So he went back, and he told his father. And his father says, "Go tell him, nicht reichert der Deutsch reichert. Tell him that he's not smoking, it's the German oppressor that tortured him and gave him such a miserable time during the war. That's why he's smoking, is because of the German. It's not him smoking. He would never smoke. He's just so broken and depressed." And the kid came back and he told this to the man, "My father says you're not smoking, it's the German oppressor, Yamach Shimon, that is the one that is smoking." This man was so moved by it that the next Shabbos he came back to shul. But then he moved away. He moved to Canada. Years later, 30 years later, there was a knock on the door in Borough Park by the Bava Rebbe. And the Bava Rebbe sees this man come in and he says, "Do you recognize me?" He says, "No." So he says, "You know who I am?" "Well, you don't recognize me because I'm wearing a beard and payas, and I have a Hasidish Shalavush." He says, "You don't recognize me? I'm the Chazan that you met on the street." "Oh, Shalom Aleichem. I didn't see you for so many years. I'm so happy to see you." He says, "I want you to know," he says, "when you told your son that I was not smoking on Shabbos, it was a German that was really smoking, and I'm not to be blamed for it, that changed my whole outlook on life. And when I moved away, I sent my kids to yeshiva. I'm making yeshiva brachas for my grandson tonight. I just want you to have the nachas to come see my family so you can see what one word did, what an effect it had on all of us." And the Bava Rebbe says, "I'm going to come bli neder." Even though he had such a busy schedule, he came and he saw a large gathering of all his children and grandchildren, all of them shomrei Torah, mitzvahs, bnei Torah, chassidim v'anshei ma'isa. And he says, "I just wanted you to know that word that you said, the limud zchus, that you found a righteous word for me, that I'm not to blame for everything I went through the war. That is what changed me, and I was able to go ahead and do what I did to build up a beautiful family that's right now l'shem ulseferes." May we all learn a lesson from this, to find the good in every one of our yidden, to try to find how to justify them, even though it's so difficult. But we have to try, just like the Bava Rebbe did, just like the Levi of the Elie Yitzchak Barditcheva always found ways to see how to justify and to give the yidden the benefit of the doubt. And this way, we can look forward. If Berega Kotna Zaftich, if 2,000 years is called a Rega Kotn, when Hashem says, "Barachmim Rabim Akapzech," I will gather you with great Rachmanes. Oh, can we wait and imagine the greatness that's going to come in Yetz Hashem? Maybe we all be Zoicha that these days, Yemei Avela, should turn into Yomim Tovim, Sosan Simcha, Bebias Mashiach, Tzidkenu, Bemheira, Beyomeinu. Amen.